One of the hardest parts of aging-related family care is not only the parents' needs, it is what happens between the adult children. Siblings may love the same parent and still see the situation very differently. One lives nearby. One lives far away. One handles paperwork. One avoids conflict. One feels guilty. One feels controlling. One feels abandoned. And without careful communication, the family can start fighting each other while trying to help a parent. That is why family meetings matter. A healthy family meeting is not about winning, blaming, or proving who cares the most. It is about reducing confusion, sharing responsibility honestly, and keeping love stronger than resentment. If you are the aging parent, a family meeting can feel intimidating. You may worry that your children are gathering to take over your life. That is why the tone matters so much. A good family meeting should honor you as an adult image bearer. It should not treat you like a case file. If you are the adult child, you may be tempted to call a meeting only when frustration has already exploded. But meetings work best before people are deeply bitter. The purpose is to create clarity early, not just manage damage later. A simple family meeting usually needs four things. First, a clear purpose. For example, we need to talk about transportation, caregiving support, and how we communicate. If the meeting tries to solve everything at once, it often becomes chaotic. Second, a respectful tone. People should speak from observations and concerns, not accusations. Instead of saying, "You never help," say, "I'm feeling overwhelmed and I need us to talk about what is realistic." Third, realistic roles. Not every sibling can do the same tasks. One may help with rides. Another may help with finances or paperwork. Another may contribute through regular calls or arranging services. Fairness does not always mean sameness. Fourth, follow-up clarity. A good meeting ends with next steps, not vague emotional promises. Who is doing what? When will the family revisit the discussion? What needs professional guidance? This is where Ministry Sciences is very helpful. Families under stress often fall into old roles. One becomes the rescuer, one becomes the critic. One disappears. A meeting can help interrupt those patterns if it is handled with humility. The Organic Humans Framework also reminds us that the aging parent is a whole embodied soul, not merely a problem to solve. The parent's preferences, fears, and dignity matter. Even when support is needed, care should not become domination. Ministers, chaplains, and Christian life coaches should also understand family meetings well. Sometimes families need a calm, trusted outsider who can encourage truth-telling without taking sides. The goal is not to run the family, but to help them communicate wisely. Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." Webb, that verse applies strongly here. Family care is not meant to crush one person while others stay disconnected. Burden-bearing should become shared, honest, and sustainable. What not to do: do not hold a family meeting only after people are already exploding. Do not use the meeting to shame one sibling or corner the parent. Do not expect fairness to mean identical roles for everyone. Do not bring hidden agendas or secret side deals into the room. Do not try to solve every possible issue in one conversation. Instead, use family meetings to build clarity, reduce resentment, and strengthen peace before the strain becomes destructive.